Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy, and Aileen is out today. We have so many things to discuss this week. First, I just want to say, for anyone who follows me on Instagram, thank you so much for all of your really, really, really kind messages and comments. For those of you who don't follow me, my dad passed away this past weekend, and yeah, it's been a tough experience, of course, but thank you guys for all of your kindness in that. And, you know, I'm happy to be here today with you talking about some light fare and sad that we don't have Aileen with us.
Yeah, I hope you're doing okay. It seems like you're doing okay enough to be here today. We appreciate that, me and I'm sure the whole audience. So hopefully this is a good distraction for you for today.
Yeah, I am all about the distractions and, you know, just one rolling into the next. This exactly. is a good one.
You're going to see Taylor again, right?
Yes, seeing Taylor on Monday. I am so excited to go to LA. Liza and I are going together. Yeah, if you're there, say hi to us.
When's the show?
Monday night is the show.
Oh, wow.
So if you're there, say hi to us.
If you're there, aren't there going to be like a million people there? How many people there?
Yeah, but like, I don't know how many people are there, but
if you see Sammy.
I ran into people last time. Like they were both Betches fans and related to Avi in some way or like distantly. So,
Wow.
It's just very small. We run into cousins everywhere, as you know.
I run into siblings everywhere, so I get it.
Yeah.
Big families.
I mean, it happens.
You know. We're both doing our favorite pastimes again next week. You are going to see Taylor Swift. I am moving again.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited yes. for you to move into your house.
I know, you won't be able to greet, you're going to be gone, you're not going to be able to greet me.
I know, but I'll be back and then we're going to Greenport
yes.
together 2 days later.
Exactly,
so.
I'm moving in and then I'm leaving right away. When do you get back?
I get back on Wednesday.
Oh, so you can come over and give me a cup of sugar.
Yeah,
right. If you're not in the city recording this podcast.
No, 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 I won't be in the city recording this podcast. I'm going to come over and I'm going to like... I'm very excited to see the house. Like, you know, I've been like raring to go.
I'm excited for you to see the house. I know you're very passionate about real estate. You've been sending me links to homes for a year now.
Yeah. No, I love a Zillow search. I'm so excited for you to be around because now like we can do casual walks. I know you're very into walking, as I hear.
Oh, yeah.
On You Up. Very obsessive about the walking.
I've been itching. For walks. But now that I'm with my in-laws for the week, I've been walking on the boardwalk and that's been a very pleasant walk. It's nice to look at the water.
You know, I was telling my mom the other day, because I grew up on Long Beach, like on that boardwalk.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I was telling my mom how you want to destroy it. And she was like, that's the whole point. These businesses have been there for 65 years.
Sammy,
I'm like,
they're not businesses. I will send you videos. They are like dilapidated crack houses.
Every single place?
Okay. It's like, it's funny. I sent a video to Jared the other day. It is like prime oceanfront real estate. Like you look like these places directly on the water.
I know. I lived there. I literally lived there.
I feel there must be some sort of law that prohibits people from renovating or doing something because... Otherwise, I can't be the first person to think about this.
Jordana, you got to get on the city council and you...
I don't live there.
And you're moving out in a week. Well, I will just say...
It's beautiful, though. It's beautiful. And I do like the mom and poppiness of it, but...
Clearly not that much.
But there's... No, these are... It's not... It'd be one thing if it was like, these are places that have charm to them. And like, these are just like abandoned, dilapidated buildings that just need to be, they just need to be knocked down. No one's living there. I don't feel bad.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure there are some places that could use a little sprucing up, but you know, the whole boardwalk,
I'll send you a video.
Jordana, I think also you think that it's more prime real estate, but I have a feeling that it's potentially going to be uninsurable in the next decade because of
that's a good point.
Big CC.
It is so, far enough. There is like a boardwalk between the buildings and the ocean. So,
that's not far. That's already been destroyed like in the past.
Perhaps.
I'm pretty sure. Like when I lived there, As a baby, I remember there was like a huge, huge thing, and it like fucked
up. You remember
up the
as a baby?
No, I remember that my mom told me that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from when I was a baby. But no, it's, you know, I don't know. You're kind of like the Monopoly man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's if only I were that rich.
I'm going to get you a monocle.
Yeah. I think you need like 50. Million to like 200. I think you need like $200 million
dollars. Than 50
I think you need like
dollars.
At least 200 to start. You might need $1 billion.
I think you need on the closer to a billion end.
Fine.
To do it right.
to make it to get more Starbucks in there.
I don't think you need. Do they have no Starbucks? I mean, they have good places. Minnesota.
No, they do.
That
they have a Starbucks
place?
Next to the train station.
Right. So what's the problem? Maybe they need like one of Jared's coffee places, like a Birch or the Elk.
Yeah. I've got a vision.
Vibe. I think they, do you go to Gino's Pizza there? It's so fucking good.
No.
Oh, you I gotta don't. Go. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway. Sorry. This is a little niche for the audience. But
well,
we
you
can
know,
get
some
into...
people I'm sure are from there, but if you're not, anyway, should we talk about
pop culture?
Yeah. It seems that there have been several notable deaths this week, in addition to the one that I am dealing with.
Yeah.
So Euphoria star Angus Cloud passed away at 25. The cause of death is unknown, but the articles...
Seems like it was implied that it was a suicide, was it not?
Well, the article said that he lost his struggle with mental health, which I think tends to imply that. And it also had said that he had struggled with the death of his father, who had died last week. And they were super close. But then there were also reports that his mother reported a possible overdose when she called 911. So it's unclear exactly. Well,
both of those things can
be true. Yeah. I mean, it's just really, really sad. I think regardless of, I'm not really that interested, to be honest, in the specifics. I think that it's all kind of encapsulated in this very sad story of, you know, of just someone who is really going through a lot of things. And it's very sad. So R.I.P. Angus, he was just he was a lovely, lovely part of Euphoria. I would say he was actually my favorite part of Euphoria.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was like an integral part of it. I don't know what the show is going to do without him.
I wonder if they'll come back.
They're on hiatus, right, because of the strike.
Well, they were already on hiatus, but I think that now that just delays this even more. I mean, it's possible that, like, it might take so long that it, like, fizzles out. But, you know, Sam Levinson could easily get fully canceled in that time.
We shall see.
I'll say that.
I guess.
We shall see.
I saw there was, like, people were, like, freaking out on Zendaya's Instagram because she didn't post something, like, immediately or something. She posted something, like, 2 days later. And I didn't even realize this until I read her caption on the one she did post, where she was like, everyone grieves like in their differently, like, please, like, allow some grace. But then, so then that made me look at the actual comments on like the post before that. And I've never seen so many people freaking out.
Like what? That
she didn't post like immediately. It was like,
honestly, that's like really fucked up.
I agree. It's like, if you're in the real world, like, that's not like most people who have a meaningful situation are like taking time in reality to absorb and think about it.
Yeah. Honestly, like, having just done this type of post, I will say that, like, it was a little bit more for like the announcement of it.
Right.
Like, because people are kind of like talking to you as if things are normal.
Right.
Like, and it's like,
you don't want to be like texting everyone you know, that, or even having to tell everyone. I see that.
Right. But Zendaya doesn't need to make an announcement.
Right.
Like, she's not announcing this. So it's like, why does she need to put her memorial post up right away.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It seems crazy. The internet seems just like totally insane. Like, it's also weird that
where's your memorial post?
It's weird that that's what they're focusing on. Like, it's not
incredibly,
you know what I mean?
Weird. I would think it'd be like, I'm so sorry that you lost your co-star. Not like, where are your words of kindness, bitch?
Right. Literally, it's not like it was 3 months later. It's like the next day or something.
Right. That's bizarre. I mean, that is just really bizarre. And if anything, that tells me that I should ignore more things I see on the internet.
Yeah. Ignore the opinions of the masses online.
That's crazy, actually. Like, I can't really get over that. But anyway,
then we also had Pee Wee Herman. Is it, how do you pronounce his last name? Paul Rubens? Rubens.
I assume. I didn't even know that was his real name.
You thought his parents named him Pee Wee?
I didn't know what his real name was. I don't even really know. Okay, this is going to sound crazy. Maybe. I don't even really know who Pee Wee Herman.
You've never seen the movie?
What movie?
Like the Pee Wee Herman movie. Is it called, I think it's called Pee Wee Herman?
No.
Oh my God, such a classic. I know you are, but what am I? Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Okay, never seen it. Literally, I just know him as like a household name, but I don't know who or what he is. Now this is sounding so obnoxious because he just passed away.
I mean, that's okay. Don't know who he is. That's fine.
But no, I don't really know much about Pee Wee Herman canon, if you will. But I see that people reacted to it and that they were sad. Yeah. And my heart goes out to them.
Yeah. He was just kind of like a wacky guy.
Like a comedian?
He was a comedian, but it was like very like specific kind of comedy that was kind of just like weird. Like the movie is just like weird. It's just like a weird movie. I feel like the 90s may have had maybe more of those where you're just like the guy he's like a man in a suit on a bicycle who's like, he has a big, like just, and his misadventures. It was just like, just kind of a weird, I don't know if you'd be into it, but it's like,
doesn't,
as a kid,
sound like it's my,
I don't think you'd be, it's the kind of thing where if you saw it when you were a kid, it would probably be really funny. And then now you look back and you're like, I don't know if that humor fully resonates with me anymore.
Sorry to Pee Wee. Didn't Pee Wee Herman have, like, he had charges against him for, I think it was like he pled to a lower.
Yeah. Well, it says in 2002, he, after turning himself into the Hollywood division of the Los Angeles Police Department, he was charged with misdemeanor possession of obscene material improperly depicting a child under the age of 18 in sexual conduct. And he was a self-proclaimed collector of erotica. He disagreed with the city's classification of pornography, and his child pornography charges were dropped in 2004 after he agreed to plead guilty to a lesser misdemeanor obscenity charge. So there's a little.
I'll say what I read about this is that he had like this huge magazine collection, and within that there were like representations. I'm not sure if it was actual photographs of like children, but it was like artistic depictions that of erotica that involved underage people. And I think that was why he like pled lower. And then it wasn't like, oh, he was like collecting this. It was sort of like among his collection, and it wasn't like
I guess
trafficking in child images.
That seems to be what he's saying. And it was dropped, I guess, the charges. So some sort of court agreed to an extent with that statement. But again, I'm not surprised he has this like weird collection of something, of magazines or something. He definitely, if you see the movie, you could tell he's like a very strange man.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a very strange man. So
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Betches. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Did you listen to last week's episode? Do you have a rebuttal on the Barbie movie or our version of it?
I have, yes. Well, not a rebuttal, because like, I feel that you were empathetic to our choice to move, frankly. Mm-hmm. Even on You Up, you both were pretty like understanding. Maybe you wouldn't have moved, but...
Yeah, I understand why one would move. I thought about it, which is why I'm empathetic to it.
Right. I do just want to add one more piece of evidence.
But do you agree that you and Aileen both say it was the other one?
Oh, well, I think that, I don't think it was only because of her. I think she like enforced my belief that we should move.
You both confirmed each other's pre-existing feelings of wanting to move.
One thing I didn't agree with Jared about was that like I didn't really feel guilty that I felt this way. Like, no, I'll add in my next piece of evidence. You guys, because I was sitting closest
That's
to
true.
This
And
incident.
Then when you left, I was sitting closest.
I heard, right, because there was no one in between. So. One thing is that he was sitting, one way in which he was sitting, his legs were up and on the like recliner chair. So like, I couldn't tell if there was something like under him. That was number one. Then when the mother asked him to move, he said no. But after that, the mother and I had like a quick interaction where I said to her, does he maybe have some sort of like issue or like a disability? I was trying, you know, like some sort of reason that might might explain this.
How would
that's
she know?
Not just because you can tell when someone interacts with you, like
not always immediately.
I think okay, but like, was there anything obvious that in the way he spoke back to her or something like that? And she was like, "No, I don't think so." So that to me made me feel like okay, maybe he's like, let's say there was someone like if it were my brother wouldn't have been at the movies alone. But like, let's say he could have been.
Sure.
He could have been that type of person who like maybe would have been weird in that situation. So I was trying to see like, oh, maybe it's some sort of like personal, social disability, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But her saying to me like, I don't like, no, that made me feel weirder about it.
Right.
So there was that. And yeah, so we were just like, let's go move elsewhere.
I totally
think
understood.
Think you should have come with me because I'm sorry that you missed the popcorn and the Diet Coke, but you know. I also just want to say I offered to give you more popcorn.
You did. I'm sorry. I threw you under
and
the
you
bus.
You turned me down.
I threw you under the bus.
You were like, okay, thank you. You were like, no, I'm good. So
thank you for setting the record straight.
You're welcome. I do have other thoughts on the Ariana and Ethan Slater thing.
Oh, you had your... I was a little confused by your diorama.
My drawing?
I guess
sorry.
A diorama is like 3D, I guess, right?
This was not a diorama. This was a drawing. Yeah, this was a drawing. I often... So... Okay. Well, first of all, the update on that is that Ariana is giving them time to...
What does that even mean?
...work on their marriage. Like, meaning, like, she doesn't give a fuck about him and he can go back to his stupid wife.
It means, like, she broke up with him? Is that what that means?
That's what I think it means.
Okay.
Or, like, she's distancing herself.
She wants to be excluded from this narrative.
Meaning she no longer cares because she already got the married man and screwed it up.
Right.
And,
to me, I don't... Yeah. I didn't really see this as, like, a lifelong... situation, but there are also wasn't there other reports saying that they were separated when this happened? Is that true?
Yes, but there were reports of that, but I think that there were also reports that was false.
Okay,
yeah,
it's messy.
Yeah, I think that was like some cover up that what's their names were doing. her PR is doing. Okay. Because you have to realize, like, her PR is like a machine, and Lily J's PR is like her calling Page Six.
Yeah. It kind of just seems like Ariana just does whatever the fuck she wants. Sort of my like feeling here.
Yeah, I think the donut licking incident is another like piece of evidence for that. But okay, here's my thing, because I felt that, and this isn't wrong, but I want to add like an and. I felt that you guys gave Ariana a little bit too much space, like too much of a pass, and like put all of the blame on him. And while it is like he definitely, I think, has like more blame in absolute amount, I feel like in certain situations there actually is like a responsibility on the woman to just say no or not go after someone who you know
totally.
Is taken.
I don't think she's blameless at all.
But okay, so I basically was trying to, Aileen and I were discussing this at the Shiva, naturally. And I was trying to say, like, I think that when you get to a certain point where it's like a best friend or someone with an obviously like higher amount of power, like Ariana Grande, that the blame becomes like almost becomes equal. Like, it's a betrayal on like the person who is like friends, who holds the baby of these people. Like, it's her responsibility to just say, like, I know you're married. And like, no,
I think
if you want to blow up your life, I can be here. But like, saying no, I think, I know people say like, don't blame the woman, it's like anti-feminist. But I actually think taking away the woman's agency and her ability to like make a moral stand and say like, I will not do this is more equalizing.
Like, I think that phrase kind of comes from a lot of the times when you see a woman villainizing the woman that her husband cheated with and then staying with the husband. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I think that there's more, and which makes sense. There's more natural tendency on anyone who's cheated with. They have more of a relationship with the person that cheated on them. They're more likely to see them as a real person, to give them forgiveness, to understand some sort of maybe POV on their end, versus Ariana Grande, I would say less sympathetic in her eyes. So I think that like anti-woman thing is from when you see people who are just like intensely raging against the woman while maybe staying with the man.
So I came up with like this pie chart spectrum, where it's like, if you take the total blame for the affair, and I think that like, let's say in a situation where like the man, let's say we're talking about hetero relationships because we're talking about these three. Mm-hmm. In a situation where like a man totally lies to a random woman, says he's single, and you know, misleads her completely, it's like no percent. I would say like the overall blame is like not really on the woman at all. It's like 100% on the man.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be blamed for something you don't know.
Right. Now, with every like successive like increase of knowing, the chart becomes more equal of the blame between the man and the woman.
Yes.
Like where it's like if you're in the same social circle, that's more blame than like if you just vaguely know that this man has a wife, but you are living in a different state and you have no idea.
Right.
You know who she is.
Well, it's more like the again, like the closer you are to the person, the more you like know and probably should, if you're sort of mentally healthy, feel a sense of compassion because you feel more for someone that you know. You like, they're not just like a theory in your head, or the person that your partner or your spouse is with, like they're not like a caricature, they're a real person to you.
Right. And also you probably have like gotten close to them. But okay, my point is that like the way I've been thinking about it is like the total blame for the affair is split into like a pie. But I was realizing that Aileen sees it, or maybe you guys do, as like almost like they each have their own amount of blame independent of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Like we're seeing like, it as
picture
one
mine
thing.
Is like a pie chart, okay. and Aileen's is like a bar chart. Like,
okay.
Where like Ariana's is lower than Ethan's, but I'm like, in my pie, Ariana and Ethan are equal.
Right. I think the idea of blaming him more in this scenario is just more because he owes her more, right? Like he is her husband, and you know, like theoretically, if we're not going to put the onus on the person who is in the relationship, like it's your job in your relationship to protect your relationship. Otherwise, like there's a million people who would have sex with anyone's husband, right? So it's right. kind of like if we're gonna divide the blame, it's almost like scarier to say that they're like somewhat equal. Like, no, because otherwise you might be tempted to go to temptation all the time. Like, it's your own job to protect your relationship.
Yeah, but it's also like incumbent on a person not to do something that they know is a betrayal. Like, just because they, like, Ariana and this, what's her name, Lily, can't be legally bound in right. a marriage. Or let's take a worse example. Like, let's take a best friendship.
Sure.
Like Sandoval.
Not that,
because that was like, I think we have more to learn about that.
Instead of a pie chart, let's talk about blame on a 1 through 10 scale.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's 10, not.
10 is it's totally your fault. No one else's fault. Right. You are the complete, and let's say they have to add up to 10. That's even better, okay. right?
That's okay. what I'm saying. Like, nine is a 10.
10
pie.
Is the full blameability, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's do that here. So what would you give, if it has to add up to 10, what would you give him versus what would you give her?
In this case, I give them, like, maybe I would give him 0.1% more. Because saying, Ariana.
1 through 10 scale.
Like, I would give him a.
You would give him a 6 and her a
4.9. No, like I would give like a 4.9 and a 5.1.
Oh, wow, you really think they're that close?
Because Ariana Grande knew that all she had to do was make herself willing and available. That she could screw over any woman.
That's not true. Not every man would sleep with Ariana Grande.
Maybe, but she knew that he would. And she knew what she was doing to this person whose baby she held. If you're not doing that, like it's not like he went after Ariana Grande, like non-consensually. Like she has done this time and time again, that she is, okay. she is like, has a pattern of this, of going after people who are not single.
Right. But I think ultimately,
she knows are not single.
Ultimately though, I still think it's more his responsibility I would give him a 6 and her a 4 personally.
I really think that like, look, I hear you, but I think because of her power, like the unevenness of the power and her knowledge of what she was doing to this woman and their baby, like she could just not go after him at all. You know,
he's
like, she could not.
Irresistible though on SpongeBob stage.
But it's not about like the irresistible. She should know. Like I am someone who has way more power to get him if I want him. And I should not try to tempt
right.
him into this. Like, to me, it's like a woman has a responsibility to take the man. Maybe, but she should have said no.
Okay.
You should have said no.
All right, well, let's do some others, though, in the culpability scale. Let's do the Scandoval.
Okay, so.
What would you give them on the 1 to 10 scale?
At first, I was giving, like, Sandoval, let's say, like, a 5.5 and Markel a 4.5 because she was ingratiating herself with them on purpose.
Okay.
As it went on, and like, I still am not sure where ultimately I'll land with this because I want to know more about the actual inner workings of Raquel and Tom's mm-hmm. relationship. So I'm going to call it, let's say it's a 5.5 and a 4.5, but I am willing to learn more about what Sandoval told Raquel.
So it could shift to a 6.4.
Yeah, it could shift based on like what information he had been saying to her. And what she, like, what he had told her about the relationship with Ariana.
Camilla, Charles, Diana.
I give that, like, almost all Charles. That's, like, 9, it's, like, 10 to Charles.
But don't you think Camilla, knowing he also has a wife, should have backed off also?
I think that in their circles, that's what they did. Like, for him not to have a mistress would have been unheard of, I think, okay. in their circles. So it was sort of like, this is convention. So Charles, like he chose, like he was like, I'm going to do it.
I'm still going to give her a 3. I'm going to say it's a 7.3.
Camilla?
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, the woman's like pretty tortured. It's not like she's like not like down for it. She seems really upset. She didn't seem to care that much. She could have been like, all right, like figure your shit out and then we'll date after.
Holly points out that Camilla was married too and cheating.
Also true. Mm, yeah.
I think that is a unique situation because of their conventions that like cheating is a given.
Okay. What about Brandy from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Sheena Shea and Eddie Cibrian. Yeah.
Yeah. At which point, like after, like when he first started, whole, like when he was lying to her.
What do you mean? Completely. The whole thing.
Okay. But like, what about, okay, in the beginning when he was lying to her, way less her responsibility. Mm-hmm. The longer she knew about it, increasingly more her fault.
Okay.
Like, so as a whole, increasingly. At the end, I would give it a, like a 6-5-3-5.
What the, what?
65% okay. Him. Oh. 35%.
Oh, okay. 65%. Got it. Okay. So a 6-5-3-5. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a fun game. We should use this for future infidelities, because I'm sure this isn't going to be the last one.
Absolutely not. So yeah, we'll keep going with our pie chart.
Should we name the scale?
Pie chart of blame.
It's a scale, though. We changed it.
Scale of blame. Okay, sorry. Scale of... It doesn't matter how you visualize it. It's like the same thing.
Fine. Okay.
Who's to blame?
Yes. Who's to blame? I like it. Who's to blame? Maybe you can come up with a sound effect for that. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable, and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Okay, so Taylor Swift, very generous these days.
Yeah, publicly. She is giving bonuses totaling over $55 million to every person who's been working on the Eras Tour. She gave truck drivers $100,000 each last weekend. I mean, look, here's the thing. Like, I think that's good. Like, this is a very profitable tour. She's made so much money from
it. Great PR move for
her. Boosted the economy, right? Great PR move. But also, like, if you're, you're getting your bonuses probably taxed closer to 50%. So that sucks. But it doesn't
she's giving
really
them bags of cash.
Well, it's now. I mean, I don't know. The IRS might be citing this podcast,
right?
But yeah, good for her. Good for her. I think it's great to see her rewarding her team for this because it's a fucking undertaking.
Yeah.
And they have to drive like the whole stage. I think there are two stages that they have. And like every other, they switch like every other.
They do it in the rain, I guess, because you were at the one in the rain.
Yeah. But I think like they actually drive the stage to like the next place. Right. Like they assemble and disassemble it. It's a crazy fucking job. So
Sammy, I feel like you lucked out because now when you go to this concert, everyone is going to feel like, be feeling pretty good. Everyone's going to be like working on their A game because they're feeling well compensated.
I won't lie and say that I had thought of that already. I was like, oh, everyone's going to be great feeling good about their jobs.
Right. And then if anyone's giving you an attitude, be like, did you not just get a bonus?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to meet like her people or I'd be like interfacing with them. I think it's more like the SoFi people.
I think it's more like the ushers, like everyone. Right?
I think the ushers are part of the stadium, not like her management.
Oh, I thought it was just like everyone who works at all in some way on the tour.
My guess is that people who are in the stadiums are employed by the stadiums. And that's like definitely the case. Mm-hmm. But I think she paid this to the people who are like her dancers, her like riggers, the people who do her lighting, the caterers, like all the people who are going from place to place with her.
And here's the thing also is those people are also probably reading the headlines saying that this tour is taking in $1 billion and how great all the shows are. And she knows that they see that. And so I think this is a smart move on her behalf.
Also, like what does she not have that she
exactly,
you know, what is she that she gets, she needs more money to buy? Like she's already doing very well. She will continue to do very well forever. And she's more than fine. But it is lovely to see that. I think that it like raises the bar for maybe like other situations. But also like, so economists are no longer predicting a recession, even though they have been for the past like year. And I feel like, I mean, the Federal Reserve put out it's this thing called a beige book, whatever. They do like reports on like the state of the economy in different regions. And they literally wrote in last month's beige book that the Eras tour was like lifting the economy because every time someone goes, every time, every city, it's
like trickle down economics.
I don't think this is not trickle down economics.
Is it? Is it not?
No. This is like an economic boot. Like this is economic. If anything, I would say it's not
because aren't the tickets like so much money? That's why I would say just like,
I don't think that's where most of the money is coming from. I think most of the, like, I think the boost is because like, people go to hotels, they go eat in places, they travel to places they wouldn't have traveled to. They're buying more clothing. You're getting food on the way there, on the way home. Like it's like extreme tourism boom in places that wouldn't have had it. Like when was Philadelphia ever going to be like sold out in hotel occupancy?
Taylor Swift for Secretary of the Treasury.
Absolutely. Taylor Swift is raising the economy.
I could see her running for president.
I don't know if that would be, look, I'd trust her with our nuclear weapons, but I don't really, she clearly is good at hiring people.
Right. She knows how to run a business.
Look, if anything, she should be the head of communications for the president.
Instead of people, you know, having campaign slogans, they'll release songs and just have little like messages in them about how they want
free healthcare.
Yeah, exactly.
Taylor did a song in a hospital, so it means that she believes in Medicare for all. Oh, wow. People, Holly says, fans are already making banners, T-Swift 2024. They're quoting Death by a Thousand Cuts and putting it on merch. Our songs, our films, United we stand. Our country, guess it was a lawless land. Wow, people are really...
I don't think Taylor wants
never
to be president.
For this. I don't think it would be very fun. Imagine they're talking about, like, you can't even fucking date someone, you know?
She can't date anyone now.
Yeah, she can barely. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about the Lizzo situation.
Okay, so I will say I read the first article about it from NBC News, which came out after the lawyers who were representing these three dancers who were suing Lizzo released the lawsuit. And there's a lot of different claims in here about the experience of working for Lizzo. And basically, three of her former dancers are suing her for allegedly subjecting them to endure weight shaming, sexually denigrating behavior, and pressuring them to participate in disturbing sex shows, ultimately for allegedly creating a hostile work environment. There are three women dancers. And basically they said that she pressured them into inappropriate activities, that they were afraid that they'd lose their jobs if they didn't oblige. One example was when they were on tour with her in Amsterdam in February, and they went to this this like sex club in the red light district called, I think it was like Bananen Show. Basically what it was like sex workers would put bananas in their vaginas, and Lizzo was like encouraging her dancers to take a bite of the bananas. Okay. They also claim that she pressured one of the dancers into touching one of the naked performers' boobs. She deceived them into attending this show. She didn't tell them that's where the event was, so that it would be a sex show. And so they weren't able to say, like, we didn't want to go. There were also allegations of basically a lot of them sort of centered on Lizzo's dance captain, who they said subjected them to like religious manipulation because she would make, you know, kind of like religious comments and proselytize to them during auditions. At one point, she made a comment to one of the dancers that the dancer says was a thinly veiled comment about her weight gain, because she had said she didn't seem like she was like devoted to the job. One dancer said that they had to go through like a re-audition to be her dancers, and that they wouldn't let them go to the bathroom. So she had no choice but to, quote, soil herself on stage. And in another, and one situation that I thought was pretty really damning for Lizzo herself, was that she held this meeting where they were talking about people like recording a previous meeting, and Lizzo kind of like was like, they said she like cracked her knuckles and said that like anyone who talks is like going to be in big trouble, and that they held this dancer after firing her because they thought she had a video recording on her phone.
Okay.
And she had said she recorded the meeting because it like helped her remember like the dance steps or something.
Oh, it was like the meeting about the content, not the meeting about,
yeah,
like being yelled at.
I think it was like kind of both.
Okay.
Like it, well, the meeting she recorded was about the content. Then Lizzo had another meeting about recording the meeting.
Got it.
To link.
Okay.
So
it's weird. It's funny to like, I feel like the theme almost today is like people, these things are businesses, right? Like these performers are their own business.
Yeah.
With their own HR problems.
Yeah. Well, Lizzo's response. So she had an Instagram story response. It's been 2 days.
She put it on the feed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She put it on. Sorry. It was on her feed.
On the feed this morning.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not an apology. She basically calls the story sensationalized.
Well, she denies a lot of the claims.
Yeah. She denies a lot of the claims. She says that they're from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior was inappropriate and unprofessional.
She said, I know what it feels like to be body shamed on a daily basis, and would absolutely never criticize or terminate an employee because of their weight, which that part I feel like I believe.
I'll be honest. I would say that in the article, the flimsiest claim was the one about the weight.
Right. I don't believe the weight one personally.
I don't even think it was like a lie. I think it's that the dancer asserted that it was a thinly veiled comment, right, about her weight, because she said like she wasn't like in the game for like.
But that was her interpretation.
Right. That I thought was actually like the weakest claim.
That seems to be the one that Lizzo's almost most upset about. She like directly.
Well, because it undermines her
whole thing. Yeah.
The most. I think that basically the thing with the like sex show was, that one is the most like HR related. Like she shouldn't have brought her team to a sex show and then like encouraged them to be sexual in ways that they didn't want to.
Right. Well, I guess when she addresses that, she said, I'm very open with my sexuality and expressing myself, but I cannot accept or allow people to use that openness to make me out to be something I am not. That's a little vague. I'm not really fully sure what that means. I think she's just kind of like, that's who I am. That's like my brand is like, I'm kind of trying to do crazy sexual shit, and maybe some people found that inappropriate, I guess, is sort of right. What she's saying, if I had to interpret it.
Well, my feeling is that like, okay, this is the kind of comment that you would never see from like men who go out to strip clubs with their work, you know, like that's the kind of thing where it's like a man who's out in like sort of certain situations with their job, you wouldn't have ever had a lawsuit about that. But that's like the kind of thing they were doing and being subjected to. Like in Mad Men, think about it. Like Harry, who was gay,
right,
like still had to do those things. Like now he would could have sued for that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I guess we don't really we don't know what's real, what's not real, what's exaggerated, what's I mean, kind of just get to have the facts of the lawsuit. But I do think Lizzo does very important work. So
I really like her.
So I'm hoping I feel like she'll be okay.
I was so it's so funny. This was one of the most disappointing people, you know, I was really disappointed to
hear this about her.
Yeah. And I love her music. And
I love her whole message.
You said she's be same. And yeah. You know what you said, like, oh, you think she'll be okay? My concern is that she won't, because I think a lot of people get past these things because they're like white men or they have money, like a lot of power and money and establishment. And I'm worried that because she is a black woman, that she won't be given the benefit of the doubt as much, especially because her fans like her because of that message. So if they feel that there's a hypocrisy, I'm worried that they won't be so into forgiving her.
Well, what's her the hypocrisy? Exactly.
That like she, I mean, I, first of all, I think it's still early. I think mm-hmm. we have to kind of learn more, but I do think it says something that, like, for example, her director who was working on a documentary with her walked away after 2 weeks because she was like really difficult and calls her like narcissistic and all this stuff. And it's like,
right. But that again, that's the kind of thing where I think if you heard that about a man, you'd be like, yeah, they're running a fucking worldwide tour.
Right. No, I think that about her too,
an extent. Like, yeah, of course she's difficult to work with and thinks she's great. Like, that's her whole kind of message.
Well, difficult to work with is different from like sexual harassment.
Right.
You know, does she sound like a predator to me? No, not based on this. But look, I just want to wait to hear more. I do think it could have possibly been very damaging. I also think she could come back. I think it really remains to be seen. But I hope that if anything, she rectifies it.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
What happened with Cardi B?
So, you know how everyone's throwing stuff at performers? Do you know this?
Is that like a trend?
It's a trend. People are throwing things at musicians.
Without their being into that.
Obviously.
I don't know. Maybe they're throwing flowers at them. I don't know.
No. Okay. They're throwing like...
I don't go to many concerts. Like, I don't know what the trends are.
I mean, I just read about it that okay. It's like a thing. People are like throwing stuff at performers. So Cardi B had a fan splashed her with a drink. So she threw her microphone at a fan.
Is it a fan if they're throwing their drink at you?
Well, a concert goer.
Okay.
And then they filed a police report. And this was in Vegas. So TBD. But people really need to stop throwing things at the performers.
It's weird how much...
I don't think she would have thrown the microphone if no one threw anything at her.
I just think it's weird how much news there is this week around people's, like, with huge tours having either issues or, you know, non-issues if you're Taylor.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of tours going on because there's, like, this is post-COVID. It's the summer. Yeah. Like, this is when everyone's going. Beyonce's on her tour. I'm sad I didn't get to go to that.
I haven't heard much about the Beyonce tour in terms of, like, issues, I'm saying.
No, I haven't heard any issues. Good for Beyonce. If anything, I've heard that Blue Ivy is killing it. I would have loved to go to the Beyonce tour, but, you know, wasn't able to. Maybe in the future. Holly points out, this is a good one, Beyonce has, she has Lizzo's name in a song. And after this stuff came out, she took her name out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beyonce, fickle friend.
Well, it might have, it's in the Break My Soul remix. Is it? How do I?
That seems a little fast to me. I don't know.
Well, I imagine maybe people would have reacted a certain way if
she didn't do it immediately. I don't know.
If she had her in there that day. Maybe, look, another thing. Maybe Beyonce has heard some things and she feels confident enough to take it out.
Yeah, that's another possibility. I think that's very quick.
I haven't heard anyone defending Lizzo. I'll say that.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a metric that I want to.
But have you heard anyone piling on?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Who?
Like people who are like, yeah, like former dancers or people who are like saying like I've seen, you know, I've heard this or this was my experience or they're not suing, but they're not like,
right,
this is impossible, you know.
Whose HR department would you want to be in least of a concert, the concert tours?
At the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, prior to this, probably Matty Healy, the 1975, because he like kisses his fans.
Okay.
He's really fucked up. He could do a Nazi salute at any moment. You never know. So probably him.
Okay.
And then at this moment.
Lizzo?
Lizzo. But I'm trying to think, is there anyone like... The ones I would want to be most would be Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, and probably Beyonce. But I don't really know that much.
Right.
Oh, Holly says Ariana maybe least, but she's not on tour right now.
Yeah, I feel like her issues are not related to anyone she works with ever. It's always about the I guess Ethan Slater is someone she works with.
Oh,
it's more about her.
Anyone she works with,
right? It's more about like romantic issues.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
I want to be her publicist at the moment, but.
No, I would definitely never want to be her publicist ever.
I'm going to wait until Aileen's on to talk about And Just Like That because I know you're not fully watching it. But we had to say something about this jacket. Everyone's very worked up about Aiden's jacket in the most recent episode. Did you see the jacket?
So I didn't see the jacket, but I have seen memes about the jacket, which to me tells me the jacket must have been so bad. But
did you see, did you just like look at it? I didn't think the jacket was that
I'm
bad.
I'm going to let my imagination run wild.
You know, I'm not like a fashionista. But I really didn't think it was, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't even notice it, to be honest.
I know, that was so funny. Because Aileen, we were in our hour, three of us chat, and Aileen mentioned the jacket. And I was like, even I know about this jacket.
I'm going to send you the jacket. Just Google it.
Is
just
it
Google
as the nice jacket. As your something navy Sherpa jacket?
It's different. Definitely a different vibe.
Okay, requires an explanation. See, I was...
Okay,
basically. Okay. He looks like the Von Trapp family singers. He looks like he's actually Mr. Von Trapp.
Do you think you would have noticed the jacket if people didn't say anything? I mean, it's not my favorite jacket, but I didn't think it was that weird.
I don't think that I would have like thought that it would be the subject of memes to come forever if... I mean, it's just weirdly buttoned. He should have just not had it buttoned.
Right. I mean, I'm not really liking Aiden's whole vibe on Just Like That.
Why does his head look so square?
He talks about like...
Why is his hair like
that? He talks about losing 40 pounds on the show.
He doesn't look like he lost 40 pounds.
No, I mean on the episode. Not like the actor. The character of Aiden.
When was Aiden ever 40 pounds heavier?
I guess towards the end of the show. I don't know.
I don't recall that at all.
I thought he had lost weight.
Exactly the same.
I thought he had lost weight... between when she dated him before Big and then when she got back together with him, he had lost weight. He is being really annoying when they go back to Carrie's place, seemingly to have sex after this dinner. He's like, oh, you still live here? I can't go back to that place. There's too many bad memories of like, this is where we tried to expand the apartment and then you cheated on me and then you broke up with me. Like, if you still live here, I can't come up. I'm like, are you fucking joking? You have three kids. Like, let's move on.
So do they end up together?
I don't know. I haven't watched this week's episode yet, but he's kind of annoying me already.
Okay. We'll discuss it in the future.
Okay.
No, I do want to just update you. So I know you have many questions about how Gloria Steinem ended up in And Just Like That. And I don't know for sure, but I will just bring in another topic that yesterday I was reading an article on The Cut called What Is This About the Montecito Mafia? Okay. And the...
You sent it to me. It was article, funny article.
Yes. The article is actually about Meghan and Harry losing all their friends in Montecito, but it mentions who their friend group was in Montecito or is. And one of the people it mentions is Gloria Steinem. So
in addition to the Beckhams.
In addition to the Beckhams and maybe Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are in there at some point. Whatever. There's a bunch of people. Gloria Steinem's in there. And now I'm thinking, oh, maybe she's just hanging out with the wrong people.
She's in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, like maybe she needs to go back to her like feminist crowd and like stop hanging out around these people who
feels like social climbing.
Right? Yeah. But like Gloria, you're way cooler.
She's an icon.
Than you don't need to climb to them. They should be climbing to you.
I just feel like agreeing to be in Just Like That and then getting like agreeing to a scene where you're giving a speech on the show and Carrie and it gets interrupted by Carrie's dick pic is just kind of like,
is that what?
What's going on here? Gloria Steinem.
Gloria, let them climb to you. You are better than this.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're not. I don't know.
But I think that's it for this week, right?
I think it is. Okay. This week, we're going to do the Caymans.
Who do you want to send?
First, I want to do a reviewer. Okay. Open mind. Liz Luna B writes, I enjoy this show, but after at least 6 months of listening, I'm still confused as to why you send people to the Cayman Islands. Seems like you are hypothetically rewarding the bad celebs. I must be missing something. Perhaps you can fill us newbies in. Or how about something new altogether to keep it fresh instead of the same place every week? Sending someone to a dungeon or something funnier. I love Aileen's cute voice and giggle. Thanks. Aileen, I'm sorry you're not
here.
Your
cute voice and giggle is missed.
Yeah, we missed it. Okay, here's why we send people to the Cayman Islands for anyone who is new and... Basically, if you remember, when Armie Hammer had his moment of disgrace, he went to the Cayman Islands and was forced to sell timeshares. So we're not just sending people to the Cayman Islands.
It was revealed that post being canceled, he was living in the Cayman Islands and selling timeshares, seemingly representing his fall from grace.
At like a 3-star hotel.
Yes. Like, that's important.
So yeah, it is. We're not sending bad celebrities to the Caymans for a vacation. We're sending bad celebrities on Delta Comfort Plus, although I feel like we now don't even want them in that. We want them in basic economy.
Last to board.
Yeah. And we're sending them to sell timeshares.
Yes. They're working. It's not a vacation.
This is not a vacation. So just to be clear, everyone. So thank you to Liz Luna B. Because you have forced us to clarify this for everyone, we're going to send you, hypothetically first class, to a 5-star resort in the Cayman Islands.
Yes. As a guest. Not as someone who works there.
Not as a staff member. So who will we send this week to the bat to go sell timeshares?
Do you feel like it should be Lizzo or Ariana Grande? I feel like those were our two.
Or Ariana Grande again?
I guess. Or Cardi B. Can't
remember. It definitely shouldn't be Cardi B. It should be Lizzo.
You think it should be Lizzo?
I think it has to be Lizzo.
Okay. You were talking a lot of shit about Ariana Grande in the beginning of the episode. I thought it might have been her.
Last week was her.
No, last week was Ethan Slater. We didn't send
her.
Okay,
fine. Let's send Ariana Grande then, because I'm still ready to send her.
Okay.
I don't feel that she's gotten enough
flack
punishments. I think she's definitely gotten some flack, but I don't think it's like all clowning on him, but like if she were not a celebrity who would have cheated and gone after a married man, I don't think he would have cheated.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to end well. Oh, by the way, did you see? I saw reports that Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet have broken up after 7 months.
I don't believe that they were ever really.
So neither do I. I think they might have been having sex, but that seems
like maybe.
What else would they be talking about?
I can't even see that.
They would be talking about what? Nothing.
They would just be on their phones. Parallel play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. RIP to that couple. Maybe they'll hook up with he should date Ariana Grande.
He should.
I could see that.
I could see that too. I could definitely see
that. Now that she's single again. That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.